could get some time to get as healed as you can. No one's going to be fully healed by the time the game comes, but to get an extra week of or 2 weeks of healing is definitely beneficial.
All right, welcome inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. It is
Wednesday,
bye week edition. But it happened.
It did.
It always does.
That's because I'm 18 for 18.
It's as inevitable as what, Wolf, the turning of the earth.
There you go. I like
that.
Little John Wayne quote.
Got it.
It works.
You wouldn't know that.
No. No. Back to practice in Ben's day. We have no practice report this week due to the bye, but the team was out there today, actually indoors, I should say. And as Ben was saying, it's time to heal, but also they were self-evaluating, working on the two-minute drill and a lot of things. And everybody, Mike, that I talked to in the locker room, you could tell that they were not taking it lightly, and they were using it to really take advantage of the time off.
Yeah, just that guy we saw at the top of the video package there, Le'Veon Bell, he talked about just simple things such as catching the ball in the flat and how he's gone back and looked at tape of his performance this year and noticed that sometimes he's been taking his eye off the ball. And he said, sometimes I catch it, sometimes I don't. I don't want it to be a critical situation where I need to make an easy short pass catch in the flat in the playoffs and I take my eye off it and drop it, and that affects a game. So everybody has some little thing that they can find a way to do better.
And, no question.
And, you know, Mike Tomlin laid that out yesterday. That's the objective of this week, individually and collectively, to take a look at everything once again. Is everything being done the way it should be done? What's wrong? How do you make it right? And I think they're well on the way to doing that. It's a pretty serious team, as a matter of fact, to the degree that trying to talk to some guys about the excitement of the playoffs today just wasn't happening. I guess we'll have to do
wait
that,
till maybe next
do
week.
Do that next week, yeah.
Well, you don't know you're playing.
Yeah,
true, but
probably
at the same
part
time,
of it.
You know, the thing I was watching today, I was watching Seven. Did you see Seven ripping the ball today? I mean, I was amazed. I mean, he was rearing back and letting that thing fly. He had some mustard on it. And you're thinking, whoa, it's a little early in the week and it's the off week. But at the same time, if you want to get your timing down, if you want to make sure that you stay on Johnny on the spot with your wide receivers and make sure that timing is not going to get rusty, there's no better way to grip than to grip it and rip it with your wide receivers. That's what he's getting done today.
Yeah, even the special teams. Tyler Matakavich talked about looking at every tape and how often are blocks being finished the way they were on that 96-yard touchdown return by Juju Smith-Schuster.
See, that's sweet because now you have that time to see, just like you're talking about, yeah. And how important it is to pay attention, and how many times have we heard Mike Tomlin say it, to the details.
Yeah.
It's the details that make the difference.
All right, in the AFC, we know Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, even Alex Smith have playoff experience, but some of the other quarterbacks cannot say the same thing. Today, Ben was asked about going back to his first postseason run as a rookie.
Been a while, and being your rookie year, you know, everything's such a whirlwind, you know, and I haven't really looked at how many of the guys are rookies, but, you know, it's definitely, it's a neat experience, you know, for guys, and, you know, your city's excited, your team's excited, the media's a little more, so it's a lot of fun, because, you know, if you lose, you're going home.
Did it help you at all being on a veteran team?
Absolutely, which I hope that some of the young guys will be benefited by being on a veteran team, because I consider us a veteran team now. So having guys that have been there before to talk, to lead the way by example, definitely helped me.
All right. It is Wednesday. It's not Thursday, so it's not Throwback Thursday. We'll call it Way Back Wednesday. But here is young Ben. The team's still wearing Reebok. That's how far back we're going here. But
the first thing I noticed.
Whatever, Pursuta. Troy Polamalu, obviously a lot of faces have changed. It's Ben Roethlisberger and Will Gay left from, you know, that era. But like Ben said, there's a lot of veterans on this team who maybe have not won a Super Bowl but have postseason experience, and they can help the young guys, specifically the guys by Ben's locker, Juju Smith-Schuster and T.J. Watt.
No question about it. Look, when you have good veterans, you got veterans like Alan Faneca and Jeff Hardings and all these guys, they are guys that they present a calming influence to the young guys. I remember, I think it was my second year, we were in the playoffs against San Diego. I was so excited. It's January football. It's playoff football. There's Joe Green. There's Terry Bradshaw. All these things. Jack Lambert. And we, I'm waiting, you know, for that game day, because it's January. We're going to freeze them out. On game day, it turned out to be 71 degrees. You know, you like going, well, there goes plan A, freezing out the San Diego boys. But you still have voices of reason with the commie and influence of the veterans, because I will tell you, I was like on an adrenaline high. You are just so excited because it is that much of a rush. And so when you got guys that say, you know, like Mike Webster say, all right, do this, do that, da-da-da, and keep you your mind tracked to the basic fundamentals, that's important. And then you, as the young guys, you bring the excitement juice to the older guys too. And so it's a good melting pot of excitement.
Yeah, I imagine that's harder to do in terms of the perspective of it. This is a fun place to be when there's a home Steelers playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
The Friday nights around here before a Sunday playoff game are like no other Friday nights in the year. And everywhere, if you're going to get gas, if you're going to pick up some groceries.
Steelers Friday.
Steelers whatever hour. And there's just an energy about it. Winning's great, but the next best thing is a home playoff game. When you're in a city, particularly one that embraces these things the way Pittsburgh does, man, I got to quote Marv Levy, where would you rather be than right here, right now? Maybe that's why I was asking guys already about their excitement level for an opponent they don't even know yet for a game that's more than a week away. But it's going to get here sooner rather than later. And to quote Bart Scott, guys, can't wait!
Excellent.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Up next, we'll talk about Alan Faneca and Juju Smith-Schuster. Plus, later in the show, your SNU keyword. Don't go anywhere.